Hi, good to see everybody. Obviously, coming off a tough loss yesterday, and disappointed by that. It was a hard-fought game. I mean, our guys, you go back and you watch the tape, and the thing that stands out is how hard every one of our guys played, and how hard they played when the score was not in our favor. And to me, that's a measure of the character. It's a measure of who we are as a team. So you take that away, and that's very positive. Nothing really different from what we saw after the game other than more specifics. I think watching the tape, probably simpler issues than we thought in some ways, and things that obviously that we think we can do better at. But just as far as the responsibility for that game, I mean, to me, it's on me. You know, we were not in position to win that game. We didn't put our players in great position to win the game. We obviously weren't ready to handle their scheme, their intensity, the crowd. All the things that we were up against in that game, we did not do a good job with, and I take full responsibility for that. So that's where that's at. We've got 9 games left. We're leading our division. It's going to be on our shoulders. You know, it's going to be our opportunity to see what we can do with those 9 games. And, you know, we're going to attack those things with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, to quote a great coach. But in the meantime, this week's going to be good for us. We had good meetings today. We had good lifting session for most of the guys. We had a very good walkthrough. We'll have a good practice day tomorrow. And then after tomorrow, we'll get our guys out of here. We need the rest. We need the recovery. We're going to heal up a little bit. The bye week comes at a great time for us. You know, it's right about midseason. So that's a big plus for us, and we're going to take advantage of it.
The work ethic that you've always shown and the drive and determination you always show to move forward. Is there a part of you that wishes that there was a game this week?
Yeah. There's no doubt, you know, you kind of when you have a game like that, you want to get back in there as fast as you can. You want to play. You want to kind of correct it and make it right away. We don't really have a chance to do that. So, you know, that's what's going to be tough. We're going to have to read about it. We're going to have to hear about it. We're going to have to think about it. It's a difficult thing. You know, it's hard. But it's okay because that's the kind of stuff I think that makes you better. You can't achieve anything without going through some adversity. Nothing great is going to be achieved without adversity. So the opportunity that presents us now, is an opportunity to get better, you know, and become whatever it is we're going to become. And we're going to find that out.
John, a day later, you still feel like it's a rib contusion, and that's it for Ed. And how did guys like Colodi and also KO just come out of it with soreness and so on?
Right. It seemed like everybody came out of it well. We don't have any serious, you know, any major injuries coming out of it. KO was out there today. Ed was out there. Colodi was out there. So, you know, we were very fortunate with the injuries.
You said you didn't know what to expect from Terrell. You came out and it looked like you played well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you felt the same way. And you played a lot of snaps, too, more than half the snaps on defense. You know, to see him play so much and play so well, does that kind of change your expectations in any way for what you might get from him the rest of the season?
You know, I don't know if I really put a level on it. You know, I felt like Terrell Suggs was going to be Terrell Suggs whenever he came back. And I didn't know that he'd be able to play that many snaps, in all honesty, Matt. I mean, for him to be able to play 44 snaps is really something. You know, I don't know if that's ever been accomplished, to come back from an Achilles tear at that stage of the offseason and come back this quickly and then to play the way he played, it's probably unprecedented. You know, and I think the credit goes to him and it goes to our training staff, you know, for what they accomplished. So, pretty remarkable.
John, you say about the issues maybe being simpler than what you maybe thought yesterday. What were some of the issues that stuck out from an offensive standpoint?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, handling that front, you know, handling the environment. You know, those are things that are going to be difficult and challenging. And probably, you know, if you look at it realistically, you know, we're probably in the process of kind of determining exactly what we're going to be able to do on the road in a tough environment against a really, really good team. A really good front. It's maybe the best front in football right there, front 7. And, you know, how we're going to have to balance out run and pass, how we're going to have to balance out, you know, the up-tempo, no huddle, the communication, the check with me's at the line. You know, what's realistic for us to be able to accomplish and what's the best way to go win a football game? So when you push the envelope like we're pushing it a little bit, you know, sometimes it pushes back. And we've just got to – that's part of the growth process. You try to do that as much as you can by winning games and figure that stuff out. And we did it in this game by obviously not performing well at all. So I like to think we learned a lot in that game.
What have you learned from Joe in terms of the way he's played compared to at home as on the road? It seems like he's been a totally different quarterback.
Well, you know, the results for all of us have been different, you know, and, you know, we're all part of that, you know. So that's something I think we all have to deal with. So never put it on one guy. I mean, we all take responsibility, and, you know, every one of us have done good things. Every one of us have done not so good things, and it goes for Joe, too. So we've all got to be better on the road. You know, that's something that we're not happy with right now.
That the film, did you see Ray Rice in that first drive at 3 carries, 27 yards, then you look, he doesn't get any carries or touches for the next 2 series. Is that something that the Texans took away, or did you guys see something that made you move away from it?
No, I think we could have stayed with the run a little more patiently. You know, the thing that once they got the tip ball interception, you know, we felt like we needed to try to get back in that thing a little more quickly because of the type of team they are probably, but we probably all say that we could have been a little more patient with the run, whether it's Ray Rice or Bernard Pierce or whoever it is. You know, we want to get the ball in all of our playmakers' hands, and we probably didn't do that like we wanted to. You know, so whether it's screens or handing it off to Ray or pushing it downfield to Anquan or whatever.
You talked before during the bye weeks about self-scouting and looking at your own team and halfway through. Is there anything, A, are you going to do that this week, and B, is there anything sort of specifically you're going to be looking at in your own eyes?
Yeah, you know, we'll do that. I was going to do it. I was going to cross-check it, but I don't think we're going to do that now. I think we're going to just hone in on our own side of the ball. And then for me, it'll be watching all three phases. I've been through all three phases from the game last night twice. And, you know, and probably will go through it again. I'll probably go through every game again this week on my own and then get a chance with all the coaches. I've met with all the coaches already separately, you know, and just to get a feel what everybody thinks and get everybody's ideas. Talked to a lot of players already. Talked to a bunch of players already this morning, just trying to get their thoughts. To me, the more information, this is one thing that Steve has taught me. You know, this, the more information you can gather from as many possible sources to kind of paint the picture and then get an idea kind of where we're at and make a plan going forward. I don't want to be too vague on this, but it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what we're going to do because we don't know yet. But we have everything we need. We have all the players we need, and we have all the scheme we need. Now what we have to do is organize in a way that gives our players a chance to play their fastest and their best under pressure on the road like Jerry's talking about against good teams and at home. We're going to have to go play Cleveland on the road in a division game. We always have tough games in Cleveland, and that's going to be critically important. It's a must-win game for us. So what are the things scheme-wise? Kind of let's get in the laboratory for 3 days here as coaches, and let's figure out the things that we feel like we can do the best in that game and then for the next 9 games to be the best, you know, to go out there and give our guys a chance to play the best they can play. And that's what I mean by not doing that this week. You know, I didn't do a good job of getting our, you know, making decisions that put our guys in position to play well in that environment. And we've got to do a better job of that.
Your impression of LRB's play and Mitch McClain's play in the middle?
I thought they were pretty solid. You know, there were times where we overran some gaps. You know, we got a little too anxious and ran by Arian Foster, and he cut back on us a couple times. That was probably the biggest issue we had. You know, they can slow down a little bit, stay behind some blocks a little bit better, and we've probably been better off. That's the kind of back he is. He's probably the best in the league at the cutback stuff. They both did a good job in pass coverage. But that assesses it pretty well.
First game without Ray and Carter, especially if that went, and especially Jimmy Smith in particular.
Jimmy played well except for the double moves. You know, he did a nice job, but you can't get beat on double moves. You know, he knows that. So, you know, that's going to be his issue going forward. You know, you've got to try to find a way to cover those stop routes, but still be on top of the deep routes. Corey did a nice job in the slot. He was solid in the slot and played well.
Just as far as just the first time not having guys.
Well, you know, the result wasn't like we wanted it to be, but, you know, there's more to it than that. You know, we've just got to continue to improve. You know, every team around the league is a work in progress. I'm amazed by, you know, the Texans get beat 42-17, then they come back and they win 43-13. You know, both times I would like to think against good football teams. It's that kind of a league. And we've got to understand that. We've got to put this behind us, take everything we can from it to get better and go play our best next week.
After watching the tape, how do you evaluate how Bryant McKinney performed in his limited work?
You know, he got hurt. He's had a little hip flexor issue that kind of came up during the game, and that's all he played once he came out with the hip flexor. So it wasn't that many plays to really evaluate.